I keep no gods in my heart, but if I did, I would thank them every day for the sight of you. Every bone in your body, every muscle laid over it. Is that... Are you awake? Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to sleep all the way to the next town. The last 12 hours have been really lonely without you. I thought I was going to start talking to myself. Well, I did for a while, but then I got annoyed with myself. That was dumb. So I talked to you for a bit. Did you hear any of it? Oh, good. But how are you feeling? There's a canteen, just up here beside me on the carriage. You gotta have dry mouth for days, right? Yeah, silly bones. Get off the floor. It's time to wake up, and I have big news for you. Oh, the waking up in a moving carriage? Yeah, I get it. That's strange. I'll fill you in. But first, let me put a blanket around you. Yeah, gotta keep my best friend warm. There you go. Aw, you got sleepy eyes, huh? It's okay. Yeah, you always do so much for me. So I thought to myself. I said, Self, what can you do for your very best friend in the entire world? Whoa, 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 hey. What's wrong? Are you hungry? Oh, the blood. I haven't cleaned it all up yet. I'm sorry. Don't worry, it's not mine. I did all this because I didn't want you to worry. Hey, take it easy. We have all the time in the world. You want an explanation? Yeah, that's okay. I can't deny you anything, so I'll tell you everything. Come sit next to me. Yeah, wrap your little blanket around you. Get your canteen. You can hydrate, and I'll tell you the story about how we got here. And it's the best kind of story, because it's all about you. Doesn't that sound fun? There we go. Are you feeling better? Good. It's always easier to assess a situation when you have your feet under you, you know? But, as I was saying, I wanted to do something nice for you. And I've just been thinking a lot lately about the necromancy school and our journey to become full-fledged necromancers and how frustrated you've been. And no one else seems to appreciate you the way I do. Aw, you think I appreciate you enough? Because I brought you that secret slice of pie last night? Yeah. Ah, you're so sweet. I really did bring it because I appreciate you. But I also drugged it, and that's why you're awake now. Whoa, 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 whoa! Hey! Frankly, I think I deserve a little more trust. Who pushed you out of the way when you raised that dead horse and it went wild? Me. Who covered for you when they thought you might have cheated on your anatomy exam? Me. And who loaned you a pencil every day for the past year? Me. The school doesn't appreciate you, and they'll keep us there forever until they think we have enough brainwashing to go out into the world. It's indoctrination. And I can't stand seeing it happen to you. I hate the way the professors glare at you when they see how brilliant you are. They're jealous, and you know they are. And there's all these thought-terminating cliches, you know? Oh, a good necromancer wouldn't have that thought, and oh, other people have it worse than you. I'm sick of it, and I don't want to deal with people like that anymore. I'm tired. I want to be with the people I love. Yeah, you're figuring it out. You're smart. I wouldn't use the word kidnapping. I'd say I took you against your will. That's right. It's okay. We're in a really good position. The arrangements have already been made. The less you know, the better, actually. Why? Because that way, if we're caught, you get to actually be a kidnapping victim. And that is what makes my plan so brilliant. You can't face any consequences if we're caught. Because you were kidnapped, taken against your will. Yeah, so this is your chance to just sit back and enjoy the ride. Be a victim. That's my gift to you. Yeah, I'm the bad guy. I did it all. This is actually a lot of fun. I should have done this sooner. And I packed all kinds of nice clothes and outfits for you. But where we're going, you'll be well taken care of. Oh yeah, let's just say we're gonna work for someone very rich. I don't want to see you hunched over a book anymore. I want to see you smiling. Yeah, with the sun on your face and nice clothes on your back. Let me do this. Let me give you everything you deserve. No more choices, no more decision fatigue, no more necromantic duty, and... Yeah, I said duty. See? You're already feeling like yourself. I love seeing it. I want to make you smile. And I don't want to be your best friend anymore. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you would call it lovers or more than friends. Or if we should get married one day. I need you to need me the way I need you. You don't understand. I'm going mad because of you. And the moments between when I can't see you and I anticipate seeing you, I can't breathe. You're under my skin. You're in every thought. I think about you at night when I try to go to sleep. It's a sickness, and the only cure is letting me take care of you. But isn't that a good thing? Oh, you really are too clever. All right. I'm not entirely altruistic. I mean, I think this is already pretty selfish on my part. I did see you getting closer to that girl in our class. I had dreams about killing her, and I figured this was better. No one had to die, not even the horses pulling our carriage. But you're gonna love our new life, and I'm gonna be so much better for you than she could ever be. Why? 3 reasons. Number 1, I know you better. Number 2, we have more shared history. Number 3, I'm prettier. And I make you laugh. Trust me, everything is taken care of. This new life is going to be perfect for you. It's tailor-made. And if we get caught, you're safe too. Yeah. I would do anything for you except share you. I'll accept any consequence. It's the truth. I did drug and kidnap you. For your own good. Well, our own good. Just relax. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to pamper you the way you deserve to be. You won't worry about another thing ever again. And the first way I'm going to do that is I'm going to help you relax. Take a deep breath in, hold it, and a long, slow breath out, and again, a deep breath in, and a long, slow breath out. Feel the weight of your blanket around you, the way your tongue feels in your mouth. Very good. We're going to take this breath by breath, okay? You're doing so good. I'll spend the rest of my life trying to figure out if you're actually perfect, or just perfect for me. How's that sound? It's not so bad. Being a precious, pampered little thing. Good. How's my silly bones feeling? I'm gonna give you a kiss on the cheek, okay? Just to start. There you go. Now snuggle into your blanket and close your eyes. I'll wake you up when you need to be woken up, okay? Yeah. I'm glad you're trusting me. Rest well, my love. Rest well.